Appreciate the opportunity to come up today and talk to you about our varieties that we'll be introducing in 2014. We just had Brooks talk about Phytogen 339, which is a launch variety. We introduced it in 13. And after me, we'll have Russell Newty talking about 575, which is a launch variety. These are the varieties, again, that we're introducing this year. Okay, here's our lineup of upland varieties, 375, 367, 499, 339, and 575. Our new varieties are Phytogen 222, Phytogen 333, Phytogen 417 and 427. These are our root knot resistant lines. Phytogen 495 Wide Strike 3 Roundup Flex and Phytogen 599. All of these contain the Wide Strike Roundup Flex technology. Okay, we look at these by maturity, and this is based off the plots that Brooks just put up here a few minutes ago. 222 is certainly our earliest variety we have right now. I'll describe a little bit more about it in a minute. 333 is going to match up pretty closely to 367. 417 and 427 can actually be a little bit earlier than 367, but we've seen them right at 333 as well, so that's where I put them here. You mentioned 339. 599 is the latest maturing variety that we are offering in the upcoming season. As Brooke showed, we do a lot of testing of these products. And in white, what you see here is the breeder plots. I believe there was 30 some of those that we put into this slide. And these varieties have been tested for several years in these breeder plots. The yellow plots, those are our innovation plots. So we had all these varieties in large plot testing this past year in quite a few trials. 333 was tested as Phytogen 3122-40. It's an early maturing variety and is a very broadly adapted variety. Okay, it's going to be a medium tall plant height, probably not quite as tall as 499 for those of you who have grown it, and probably a little bit taller than 375. I think I have some data in here on that in a minute, but it is very broadly adapted, exceptional yield potential, and it's a hairy leaf variety. When we look at all the OVTs conducted across the U.S., the data that's in Seed Matrix is 61 trials now where Phytogen 333 has been tested. And this is Seed Matrix. This is public data. In the top performer category, that's about the top 20% of the trial. Okay, it's an algorithm, but it comes up to about the top 20%. And 67% of the time, it fell into that. And this is the rankings of all varieties in the U.S. that had been tested in 10 trials or more, 10 public trials or more. 67% of the time it's in that top performer, 85% of the time it's above the trial mean. And these varieties are ranked by that top performer. So I mentioned it's a very high performer, very high yielding variety. This is why right here, showing up very well in the state OBTs. It's going to actually turn out a little bit higher than 499. 499 has an exceptionally high turnout. And this will be about a half a percent on average more. Its mic's going to be lower than 499, and its length, strength, and uniformity are going to be very similar to 499. So very good fiber quality in addition to high yield potential. It's going to start fruiting a little bit lower than 375 and certainly lower than 499. And as I mentioned, its height falls in between 375 and 499. Plant height. 417 and 427 are root knot nematode resistant lines. They're pretty similar in characteristics. However, we feel like Phytogen 417 is more storm proof and possibly a little bit earlier, but it's very difficult to measure that in the field. They're both very early maturing, as I mentioned, and they have exceptional yield potential in root knot nematode environments. These are varieties that we don't expect to win straight yield trials. We expect them to win when you put them in a root knot nematode environment. And I think we see that certainly with the OVTs. It's very easy to pick out which ones have root knots in them when you look at how this variety performs, or how these varieties perform. Okay, I mentioned that 90% reduction in root knot nematode populations. These are populations, these are samples taken at the end of the season, and I'll show you a little bit of data on that in a minute. Okay, these are going to turn out a little bit lower than 499, and fiber quality is going to be fairly similar with the exception of Mike, which is going to be substantially lower with these two varieties versus 499. Okay, if you look at these columns, you have the trial. These are internal breeder trials. And these are as we reported it a year ago as far as root knot nematode reduction, okay? 427 per 100 cc's of soils at the end of the season. This is the root knot nematode sample. So 48, 0, 52, where we didn't take it, 42, 35, and 51. So the average in those plots was 38. Okay, 417 was 17, and 499, which is our susceptible check, was at 650. And right next to it, that's the percent reduction. So a 94% reduction with 427, 96% with 417. So pretty substantial reduction in root knot nematode populations. The pound yield advantage was plus 90 when you average it across all of our plots. When we look at this externally, and also in our innovation trials, so this was the on-farm trials and any university trials that we pulled data out of, we came up with 90% reduction and 106 pound yield advantage. Again, we want to focus these varieties on root knot nematode acres. If you look at those top two trials in Alabama, you can see that they're under very, very heavy pressure from root knot nematodes. And if you look at the pounds per acre yield advantage, 253 and 120 over a variety that performs as highly as 499 does. It's a very exciting, interesting technology. This is how it's going to play out in the field when you have root knot nematodes. 427 is typically going to be a much shorter variety than 499. However, when you put it in the presence of root knot nematodes, 427 is going to grow better and it's going to actually come out taller. For obvious reasons. These were the difference in root systems we pulled up. 495 is the first intro into the three-gene BT market. It's going to be called Wide Strike 3. Very similar to Phytogen 499. That's in its background, for sure. It's going to be a tall plant height, pretty similar, actually, to 499. And it's going to offer exceptional LEP protection. And I think there's a couple talks going on about this. You're certainly welcome to go to those to get more specifics on it, but it's definitely an upgrade in protection, especially one of interest is bollworm. 222 was tested as 3801 in variety trials. This is going to be a West Texas variety. It's early maturing, it's determinant, and it has excellent storm tolerance. Okay, can be harvested with a stripper or a picker. It has, from what we've seen, it has exceptional yield potential in its area of adaptation, which is the northern high plains, but it also can be used as a replant in other areas of West Texas. Okay, I'm waiting on data. I'm waiting to get data back to show you 367 comparisons. That's why I don't have it. It didn't come in as of yet. 599 has been tested as 540301. It's a full season variety, medium to tall plant height. Actually looks to be a little bit taller possibly than 499. Smooth leaf and superior yield potential in the full season environments. So your lower South Carolina, all the way down through Georgia, Florida, and all the way over to the coastal bend of Texas area. Okay, I showed this a little bit earlier, but hopefully I've convinced you that these introductory varieties, we have some very exciting varieties we're bringing out this year. We also have some exceptional products coming out over the next few years. There are 522 varieties that have been tested in public OVTs from 2010 to 2013. Of these 522, 179 of these varieties have been tested in 10 trials or more. That's where I drew the cutoff. It had to be tested in 10 public trials in order to make the query I'm getting ready to show you. When you look at the top 10, we have two commercial varieties in that top 10. One of them is Phytogen 333. I mentioned that 61 trials, 67% of the time it's top performer, and that's how these are ranked, by top performer. Again, that's approximately the top 20%. 85% of the time it's above the trial mean. 499 tested 667 trials, 63% of the time top performer, 83% above average, and 7 of the top 10 are ours. The other ones are experimental varieties we have coming forward. So I look forward to presenting those to you next year. Thanks. Sorry to run a minute over.